Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, August 18th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of government and politics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
State roundup: Hoyer, Olszewski meet with Netanyahu. Officials plead with ICE agents to be kinder. Hogan teases a rerun for governor. Maryland congressional delegation members Hoyer and Olszewski met with Netanyahu, urging an end to the war in Gaza. Advocates plead with ICE agent to show kindness during immigration enforcement. Former Governor Larry Hogan teases a potential campaign run on social media. Federal cuts threaten a Maryland program aiding low-income families. Judge blocks Trump from cutting college diversity programs. Purdue Farms denied request to dismiss PFAS lawsuit. Prisoners facing indefinite lockdowns raising constitutional concerns. Baltimore accepts reduced opioid lawsuit winnings. Mayor Scott addresses crime reduction efforts. Ellicott City's top executive is out after a year. Montgomery County prepares for potential rise in homelessness due to Trump's crackdown on D.C. encampments. MDOT policy advisor to run for MoCo Council District 1 seat. COVID-19 hospitalizations surge in Maryland as summer ends.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.